the National Gallery of Victoria. An installation is just complete on a couture exhibition to end all couture exhibitions. So much sewing. The Christina Campbell Pretty Gift. It is an extraordinary work of collecting and philanthropy. It's frocks as far as the eye can see. I popped over to the NGV and went hem to hem.
I'm Katie Somerville and I am the Senior Curator of Fashion and Textiles at the National Gallery of Victoria.
Katie, this is still in the process of being set up, which is an exciting time, but almost there.
We are. This is the culmination of 3 years, actually, of building the collection with one extraordinary philanthropist, Christina Campbell Pretty, who over that 3 years has funded and supported the acquisition of 250 new works for the collection. And what we see today is 150 of those out on display and some magnificent archive material as well. So it's a wonderful experience going right through the 19th century, right up to a work from 2019. So it's really comprehensive in terms of what Christina's helping us do in collection building.
150, that deserves a bit of a wow.
Yes, absolutely. So that's 150 mannequins and, mannequin shoes and hats and headdresses and labels written. And of course, because these works do span that long, long period, you've got so many different silhouettes too. And you'll notice as we move around the exhibition, you've got that early period, the Edwardian period, Belle Epoque period, where there's a lot of corseting still going on. So the silhouette is quite different. Behind us, we've got these beautiful sequined dance dresses from the 1920s, where the silhouette is much more elongated and sinuous, but it continues to shift throughout the exhibition.
So what's the story you're attempting to tell?
That's a good question. Well, look, obviously it's looking at leading designers across that whole period. So we've got people like Charles Frederick Worth, who's often considered the sort of founding father of fashion as we know it now. He's the man who really created the notion of a labelled garment with a designer's name in it, so sort of owning that notion of design. Someone like him, then people like Coco Chanel, very early works from the teens, so from 1918, 1919, right through sort of the 20s, 30s and 40s from her, people like Christian Dior, of course, who we're very familiar with. Really important people, Madeleine Vionnet, Madame Gray. There's a really interesting period, particularly the early 20th century, where there are some really critical female designers taking the lead too. And one star work is by the extraordinary Elsa Schiaparelli, who of course was very much associated with the surrealist art movement as well. Worked with Salvador Dali a lot, for instance. But there's one magnificent new work that Christina acquired for us at auction in London last December called The Hall of Mirrors, and it's an amazing evening dress and jacket from the late 30s period, from her Zodiac collection. And also we have the entire provenance. We know all about the woman who wore this dress, her whole
exciting
story, which is just wonderful.
I think you better show me.
Let's go. You can see her through the beautiful screen there, glinting away. So it's beautiful black silk velvet. This lovely long line evening dress, which when the jacket's off, it's a plunging back. So it was quite a racy evening dress. But the star feature is, of course, this wonderful jacket. And you can see if we go around the front here, this iconic design with literally panels of mirror and glass beads, and then this gilt embroidery, which was very much meant to evoke the Palace of Versailles Hall of Mirrors. So it's a quite literal reference there. And then one of the other things that she is very well known for is these incredible buttons that are often hand cast and handmade. And in this case, we've got a series of women's heads that form the buttons down the bodice. And this,
they are extraordinary, and that detail only sort of becomes apparent with a good look, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, what's impressive too is that with all these pieces, the care that has been taken with them over the years, by private owners,
to
look after and keep.
That's the thing, and sometimes it's the fact that it's a treasured item, or sometimes almost by accident, if something's been forgotten or popped away in a box somewhere, that saves it, because it means it's out of the light and not being worn. But I think, in this instance, these are the types of pieces that people won't have ever seen in Australia before.
There's generations of moths have been frustrated by this.
Thankfully. But what you can see behind us, we're stood in what we call the salon room here. So we're in our permanent collection galleries.
And it's a wonderful room, this, with this incredible sort of academy hang of these...
Yes.
19th, 18th century paintings, and yeah. Here are all these frocks in the middle
of the room.
I know,
it's a fashion takeover, I'm delighted to say. But the lovely thing is that, you know, because Christina is acquiring these works for our permanent collection, they are part of the people's collection. You know, this exhibition is free because the permanent collection is open to all of us all the time. It's our collection. And so why not the fashion collection as well? So it's on the scale of a major exhibition like Dior, but in actual fact, this is, you know, in simple terms, it's us presenting works from the collection to the public.
You must have an anxiety with wandering fingers with something like this, because the temptation is to feel that fabric.
Yeah, look, we all wear clothes, and we know that the tactility of them is what's so desirable. I do think that people are becoming better at kind of understanding, you know, and respecting the space, and particularly, you know, when you've got things that, as you say, have... thankfully survived this long.
Yes.
Our job is to ensure that they do as long again into the future, and so it is about the light levels. It's even, you know, about physically how we display them and making sure they're displayed in a safe way so that they're not under any stress and strain.
Have you got another favourite?
Okay, let's head through round to the other end.
What goes on and on?
Oh yeah, this is probably one third of the way through. We really have done a takeover. There's a fantastic recently acquired work just round the corner here by probably a lesser generally known designer, Maggie Roof, who really was in prominence, particularly in the 30s, 40s period. This wonderful, again, we've got some more black velvet, but this is clearly a very different
silhouette.
There is
a fair bit of black in this room.
Yeah, well, we wanted to do the little black dress, you know, and it's an icon in its own right. So we've got alongside here, we've got very early examples of black dresses by Coco Chanel. But this work is beautiful, just recently acquired and gifted to us by Christina Campbell Pretty. And what we've found out recently is the story, again, of the woman who owned and wore it. And her name was Hélène Apfel, and she was basically the wife of one of the sons of the founding family who sort of began the company Van Cleef Arpels, the jewellery firm. So she had a remarkable wardrobe, and she chose to exclusively wear the work of this one designer. Early in her life, she was actually a fashion model for people like Worth and Schiaparelli, and at one point in 1949 she was voted one of the 10 best dressed women in the world. So quite a claim.
Now behind us, I think you need to make an introduction.
I would love to introduce you. This is our astonishing supporter, Christina Campbell Pretty, who, as I mentioned earlier, over the last 3 years has worked so closely with us on a very ambitious program, really, to build the collection in all the ways that we hope for and wish for.
Christina, what an extraordinary moment to see everything assembled.
It's absolutely extraordinary. Just, it is simply magnificent.
A lot of your time, a lot of your effort,
yes,
and must be said, money as well. In
a
this.
Lot of time, a lot of money, but none of that matters. It's the end result, and it's still a work in progress. This will never be complete.
What inspired you to this?
To be honest, I'm not sure. We purchased a collection from Dominique Sirov 3 years ago, and I saw that there were still gaps, many gaps, and the motivation was just to keep going. I found I had great fun as I was doing it, and it simply has become a passion.
It must be something of a lifelong interest as well.
I've always enjoyed looking at fashion, but I've never collected it at a personal level. I buy nice dresses, I enjoy them, but to do this is something different, and you feel it has purpose.
Better than keeping it all at home too.
Oh, much better. I couldn't imagine any, and none of this was ever mine. None of it have I ever worn. It is about a gift to the public that will keep on giving, I hope, and interact so beautifully with the art when you see it presented in this way.
Have you ever been tempted to slip something on here?
I have worn a coat once only. The very first piece I bought independently, and that was it. Never wore it again because I was terrified something would happen.
Well, congratulations. This is a wonderful, and must be a very proud moment.
I am very proud, and I'm just delighted that everyone can come and look at it and share it, and it's a free exhibition. It belongs to everyone.
Thank you. My question is, where do you get all the shoes?
Ah, well, look, they're a combination. Some of them are actually vintage, so some of them are from the period, and they're where we don't have examples from the period. What we've had to do is search high and low for shoes that approximate what was worn at the time. Yeah. And, you know, it's quite a feat. It's quite a job in itself.
You said feat.
Yeah. Boom, boom.
All right, what have we here?
So this is another really important part of what Christina has done for us over the last 3 years. At the same time, she made the initial gift of 130 works back in December 2015. She also gifted a vast archive of fashion photography, early fashion magazines, and designer sketchbooks. So, you know, someone like Madame Gray, we've got the sketchbooks where you've got the sketch, you've got the fabric swatch, you've got the name of the person who stitched that gown, the name of the model who wore it. So, you know, when you look at this sort of material, very early examples of Bazaar, Vogue, and what the other great thing from our perspective to share with the public is you get these terrific moments in the archive where This photo we look at here is a gown by Packham, which appears on the plinth behind us here. So being able to see not only the gown itself, but how the designer represented it at the time, how it was photographed and styled and lit. And then further examples here, this is one of our prized possessions, a very early work, important work from the first collection that Christian Dior did in 1947. We have this in our collection, but also this is from L'Officiel magazine from 47. This was how it was presented to the world and the public at the time. So being able to add these layers to the story we're telling, I think is really fantastic. And there'll be a lot of this archive material throughout the exhibition, you know, early sample embroidery samples from dresses from the 30s. And as I say, these very early fashion magazines from the late 19th century and 30s and 20s, some of them which were collector's items in themselves. So, so beautifully illustrated by leading artists of the day.
You must be tremendously proud too to have this up and running.
It's been a real joy.
3 years.
Yeah, absolutely. And as Christina mentioned, I think by no means is she done. You know, she feels so deeply that this is an important thing to do and recognises, you know, as I say, I've been here 23 years, and part of that compulsion to keep going is that you never really reach the point where, okay, we've got everything we would ever need. You know, you're always continuing to grow. The more you learn about a particular design or a period, that's where you realise that's where you need the depth. You know, instead of 3 examples by 1 designer, you need 15 to be able to tell the story. And we've been able to do that with designers like Yves Saint Laurent, Madame Gray, Coco Chanel, and even more contemporary people, really key people like Alexander McQueen, where we now have 9 great examples from really key collections on display, including 2 of his toiles. And of course, toiles are sort of the working template, if you like, for designing a garment. And they're typically made in sort of very humble calico or something simple, just as a way of working through the concept. What's really interesting about his toiles is he worked them in the actual fabrics. So they almost, at first glance,
what
they
look
off. Like the dress. I know, so decadent. But this particular one, you can see the tacking stitches, you can see the pins, you can see kind of where his hands worked the cloth, which is quite extraordinary.
Well, it's going to be a real treat. And as you say, a free and open to the public, everybody can come. It's
Absolutely.
A great treat for all,
yes.
All folk. Thank you so much.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Katie Somerville, Senior Curator in Fashion and Textiles at the National Gallery of Victoria there, and the philanthropist Christina Campbell-Pretty. The collection, the Christina Campbell-Pretty gift, it's on show and free until July.